Putt briefed the Summit County Council last week about the Blue Ribbon Panel, which has been studying Kimball Junction for a little less than a year.
Part of that analysis that we've done to date is we've come up with, I'm just going to call 10 community design principles. Moving forward into the future, these are the 10 things that we need to be mindful of or change or implement. We've got a bit more work ahead of us, a couple more meetings ahead of us before we synthesize this, but it was sort of our heads up to the council that moving into the spring, we're going to be moving into the public engagement part of this. Community open houses, ultimately some public hearings in front of the Planning Commission.
The Junction has issues with connectivity, some unattractive building perspectives, and the need to be more pedestrian-friendly. Putt, however, said the area is not too late to fix. The key is redevelopment.
Over the span of the last 30 years, as we build out in our communities, what we're going to find ourselves looking at is the redevelopment of those existing areas. And I think that's smart. If we can wisely redevelop some of the existing areas that we have rather than filling in the open spaces between, that's a good thing. With that redevelopment comes the opportunity to redevelop in a better and a smarter and in a way that is more mindful of giving people options of moving other than a car. And part of giving them options to move outside a car is making that a quality experience.
The committee also discussed a civic center for the area, but we asked if the Rich and Services building isn't already a center.
Is it a civically owned piece of property? Sure, it's got a library and it's got a parking lot and it's got a brand new transit center. I think it's perhaps far short of what it could be. Maybe sharp on my end to call it a bit anemic, but in terms of a gathering place that brings civic pride, that has the space, the function, the integration to the broader neighborhood, I think it's lacking some of those key areas. I think that it would be my hope that we would have a higher ambition for the built environment there. On that side of 224 in the Kimball Junction area, on that west side, there is a lot of unbuilt development that's already been approved.
County Development Director Pat Putt. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.